It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Well, good morning, Frosty.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Oh.
Fantastic.
Great to have you here, Frosty.
Thank you. I tried to bring the class as best as I could.
Oh, you always do. Yeah.
Every time.
I made Caesar choke on a treat, though, so I don't know if that was
You get so excited when you're here.
Well, yeah, people with little dogs will recognize this. When they get really super excited, they do this reverse sneeze thing. Yeah. And he gets very excited when he sees you, Frosty, because you have the best treats.
I know, and it's hard to get rid of that reverse sneeze. Yeah. It's like, what do? Sneak up behind him and scare him or something? Try to get him to stop?
Well, you know? I lift up his hind end, and if you, you know...
You're giving like him a massage on his legs.
Yeah, and also you can just gently rub around their throat, and that will help as well.
But there you go.
Yeah, he's fine now. He's good. He's ready for his next treat.
Oh, good. Well, when that happens to Rip, I'm going to have to go for the throat part, I think, because lifting up his back legs for any duration might be a little much.
He's a big
bigger.
Boy.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
So I was out yesterday looking at my sorry raised beds. I mean, it was a great season, but everything's starting to die down now. Any tips about trying to keep the soil and keep your beds good for the winter?
Yeah, harvest season is kind of coming to a close a little bit. A lot of folks like to wait to clean out their beds until after the first frost, just kind of gives the habitat for bugs and bees and everything, kind of keeps that around. But as you mentioned, once you clean it out, put some leaves in there or something to compost. Some people put seaweed on the top of their veggie beds, too.
I had a neighbor who put coal from fireplaces. He would like...
some of the ash, yeah.
The ashes.
So you can do any of that. That helps with the soil. Kind of breaks down and gives it a lot of nutrients, so...
Excellent. Yep. So what can we find when we go to Frost Farms?
Oh, we are all things fall right now. We have got a huge assortment of pumpkins, really cool gourds, and we're actually from Herring Brothers. We've got stew beef, pot roast coming. We've got all kinds of winter squash, so time to bust out the crock pot.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of people around for Autumn Gold Weekend, and you should really make a trip to Frost Farms in Town Hill. It is very close by. And you will be delighted at what you find there.
Yes, definitely. Come see us. It's going to be a nice weekend, so.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Frosty.
Thanks.
Thank you, Frosty.
Day.